This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I had a question regarding taking psychostimulants. So if I take, it's a weird question, if I take medication for my ADHD, would that lessen my tawakkul in Rabbina? By not like increasing my faith and doing more to like better my mental on my own?
This is, akhi, not an easy question to answer because this depends entirely on your mental state and your medical requirements and needs. Some people, unfortunately, don't require such medications, but due to the fact that a lot of the psychiatrists tend in the West, in non-Muslim countries, due to their education, due to their disbelief in Allah Azza wa Jal, tend to prescribe such medications even when people don't actually need them. Because according to what they've studied, everybody needs them. And they, to them, 9 out of 10 have some sort of a mental illness and they need therapy. And they need to go to a shrink, and they need to have antidepressants and the whole nine yards. This is their business. Now, I'm not doubting their credibility. I'm just doubting whether this is needed or not. When you say that 1 out of 4 are autistic, this is not possible. Anything can be autistic. Anything can be a mental illness. So people nowadays are addicted to such drugs and antidepressants and going to the psychiatrist to fix something they think is busted when it's not busted. So I cannot tell you what is possible or not before being diagnosed, before we speak to you, before we know exactly what kind of mental illness you have. Is it something related to whispers, to OCD that can be cured in few minutes sometimes? Just you need someone to talk to you and to open your eyes and to show you how Satan is messing up with your head. And 95-98%, alhamdulillah, it's all resolved and solved. Sometimes, no, there is a mental illness that requires attention. And this is why we advise people to go to a Muslim, a practicing Muslim psychiatrist who fears Allah, knows Islam, and can diagnose you correctly bi-idhnillah azza wa jalla.